Now, getting on to musical selections. Do we have any? Do we have anything on the line?
New releases? Well, there haven't been very many new releases in Terra for quite a while now, but we're going to try to get to some Todd Rundgren pretty soon. First of all, however, we want to go move here to a regular feature we have on the show. Let's do our update of the snail watch. We've been watching a snail for some time now, and our field correspondent Igor Stravinsky has been covering very diligently the motions of this snail.
Yeah, this is the snail watch. And right now I'm watching the snail, the specimen snail, number 1249. And the snail is moving through the tank right now at increasing velocity.
How fast?
He's going approximately 1.59 millimeters an hour. That is pretty fast for a snail. He is leaving snail tracks, too.
Now, just what are these snail tracks composed of, and how can you distinguish them from, say, tracks from other organisms?
Well, if you're going to track a person, a snot trail from a person, you first have to take DNA samples. But with the snail, they're mainly made out of triglycerides and a few amino acid proteins found only in bicarbonyl substances from the,
From the snail. So it's quite a distinctive trail of slime he's leaving behind here.
Yeah.
Why is it that he leaves a trail of slime? Is it so that he knows where he's been, or what?
No, just bad personal hygiene.
I understand.
Okay, we understand. Well, we hope...
Wait a second. Oh, no, he made it past that salt pile.
Good. Well, we're really glad to hear that. So we'll be looking forward to hearing more about the snail update here.
Yeah, clean up those salt piles. We don't want our snail update, to come to an end.
No, well, I believe the salt pyres are intentional obstacles here to test the intelligence of this specimen.
Yeah, and sometimes we put them in a salt maze.
Boy, that sounds pretty clever. Well, these scientists, geez, I tell you.
All right, is our interview going to be coming along, or what's happening on that?
Pretty soon, she should be right out and talking to us and doing some live performance here in the studio. While we're warming up for her, why don't we play a little bit of Todd Rundgren?